Harper Audio presents A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, dramatically brought to life by actors who played in the landmark Broadway production in 1959.
I got wings, you got wings, all the got children got wings. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my wings, gonna fly all over, got heaven, heaven. Where's Willie, man?
He ain't with me.
No, but come on in. You know my wife.
Yes. How are you, Miss Lou?
Hello, Bobo.
You're right on time today, baby. Right on time. That's the way. Sit down. Sit down. Now, man, let me hear.
could I please get a drink of water before I tell you about it, Walt Lee?
Ain't nothing wrong, is there?
But let me tell you.
But man, did nothing go wrong.
Well, let me tell you, Walt Lee. You know how it was. I gotta tell you how it was. I mean, first, I gotta tell you how it was all the way. I mean, about the money I put in, Waterly.
What about the money you put in?
Well, it wasn't as much as we told you, mean, Willie. I'm sorry, Waterly. I got a bad feeling about it. I got a real bad feeling about it.
Man, what you telling me all this for? Tell me what happened in Springfield.
Springfield.
What was supposed to happen in Springfield?
This deal that me and Willie went into with Walter. Well, me and Willie was going to go down to Springfield and spread some money around so as we wouldn't have to wait so long for the liquor license. And that's what we were going to do. Everybody said that was the way you had to do it. You understand, Mr. Luke?
But man, what happened down there?
I'm trying to tell you, Walt.
Well, then tell me, goddammit, what's the matter with you?
Man, I didn't go on no Springfield yesterday.
Why not?
Cause I didn't have no reason to.
Man, what are you talking about?
Talking about the fact that when I got to the train station yesterday morning, 8 o'clock, like we planned, man, Willie didn't ever show up.
But why? Where was he? Where is he?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know. I waited 6 hours. I called his house, and I waited 6 hours. I waited in that train station 6 hours. That was all the extra money I had in the world. And Willie is gone.
Gone? What you mean, Willie is gone? Gone where? You mean he went by himself, huh? You mean he went off to Springfield by himself to take care of getting the license, right? Well, you mean... Well, maybe he didn't want too many people in on the business down there. Ruth, you know that Willie got his own ways. Now, well, all right, then maybe you were late yesterday and he just went on down there without you. Well, maybe he's calling your house right now to tell you what happened or something. Well, maybe he's sick. Now, he's somewhere. Now, he's got to be somewhere. And we just got to find him. Now, you and me, we have got to find him. We got to!
What's the matter with you, Walter? When a cat take off with your money, he don't leave you no mess.
Willie, don't do it. Willie, please don't do that. Man, oh no, man, not with that money. Man, please, oh God, don't let it be true. Man, Willie, I trusted you. Oh, man, I put my life in your hands. Man, that money is made out of my father's flesh.
While I was sleeping in my bed in there, things were happening in this world that directly concerned me. And nobody asked me. Nobody consulted me. They just went out and they did things and they changed my life. Don't you see that there isn't any real progress, Asagai? There's only one large circle that we march in, around and around, each of us with our own little picture in front of us, our own little mirage that we think is the future.
That is a mistake.
What?
What you've just said about the circle. It isn't a circle. It's simply a long line as in geometry, you know, one that reaches into infinity. And because we cannot see the end, we also cannot see how it changes. Very odd, but those who see the changes are called idealists. And those who cannot or refuse to think they are the realists, it is very strange and amusing, too, I think.
You're almost religious.
Yes. I think I have the religion of doing what is necessary in the world, and I worship man because he is so marvelous.
Man is foul, and the human race deserves its misery.
You see? You have become the religious one in the old sense already, and after such a small defeat, you are already worshipping despair.
From now on, I worship the truth, and the truth is that people are puny, small, selfish.
Truth? Why is it that you despairing ones always think that only you have the truth? I never thought I'd see you like that. You, your brother made a stupid, childish mistake, and you are grateful to him so that now you can give up the ailing human race on account of it. You talk about what good is struggle, what good is anything. Where are we all going and why are we bothering?
Yes, and you cannot answer it. All your talk and your dreams about Africa and independence and then what? What about all the crooks and the petty thieves and the just plain idiots who will come into power to steal and plunder the same as before? Only now they will be black, and they'll do it in the name of a new independence. What about that? You cannot answer that.
I leave the answer. In my village, at home, it is the exceptional man who can even read a newspaper or whoever sees a book at all. I will go home, and much of what I will have to say will seem strange to the people of my village. But I will teach and work, and things will happen slowly and swiftly. At times it will seem that nothing changes at all, and then again the sudden dramatic events which make history leap into the future. And then quiet again. Retrogression even. Guns, murder, revolution. And I even will have moments when I wonder if the quiet was not better than all the death and hatred. But I will look about my village at the illiteracy and disease and ignorance, and I will not wander long. And perhaps I will be a great man. I mean, perhaps I will hold on to the substance of truth and find my way always with the right cause. And perhaps for it I will be butchered in my bed some night by the servants of empire.
The martyr.
Or perhaps I shall live to be a very old man, respected and esteemed in my new nation. And perhaps I shall hold office. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, Alayo. Perhaps the things I believe now for my country will be wrong and outmoded, and I will not understand and do terrible things to have things my way or merely to keep my power. Don't you see that there will be young men and women, not British soldiers then, but my own black countrymen, to step out of the shadows some evening and slit my then useless throat? Don't you see they've always been there, that they always will be, and that such a thing as my own death will be an advance? They who might kill me even actually replenish me.
Oh, Asagai, I know all of that.
Good. Then stop moaning and groaning and tell me what you plan to do.
Do?
I have a bit of a suggestion.
What?
That when it is all over, that you come home with me.
Oh, Asagai, at this moment you decide to be romantic.
My dear young creature of the new world, I do not mean across the city. I mean across the ocean. Home to Africa.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214. Or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.